Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. Great campaign books. As the presidential campaign season heats up, a potential source of wisdom may lie at your local library, the Chronicles of Campaigns Past.
That's coming up a little bit later on the show, but now, you know, we like to mix it up a little bit. We do like you to buckle up, do not pass go, get ready for the ramble. You're up first, Rachel.
I am. Some sad news from London commuters. The tube lady lost her job. Anyone who rides the subway system in London knows this famous voice, you know, Mind the Gap.
I can't really say very well.
She actually has a name, Emma Clark, the voiceover artist who says Mind the Gap and makes other quaint little announcements, has apparently been let go of her gig with the London Transportation Authorities. Clark had been given an interview to a British paper where she applied the word dreadful to the experience of riding the tube. Probably not something that she should be doing as the voice of the tube. Clark says the word was taken badly out of context, but she was already in some hot water over a series of spoof announcements she recorded for her website, like this one.
Would the passenger in the red shirt pretending to read a paper but is actually staring at that woman's chest please stop? You're not fooling anyone, you filthy pervert.
No, you're not fooling anyone.
I wish I could have that recorded and just
you
play that.
You cheeky monkey, eyes off the lovely lass. Okay, my ramble story today, one of them is about this case of Tiffany versus eBay. The venerable jeweler with the little blue box is suing the big online marketplace for making it apparently too easy for people to buy Tiffany fakes. Tiffany says eBay could be doing a lot harder to prevent counterfeit rings, bracelets, and goblets with a Tiffany insignia. They say, eBay, you need to do something about this. eBay says, hey, we're not responsible for determining what's real and what's fake. Now, this has gone to court already. It's got another hearing. The bigger picture issue here is if Tiffany wins this case, it could threaten eBay's business model entirely.
Wow.
So, also, buyers beware, if you're a cheap guy, you might not want to get the little blue box online. It might not be real come this Christmas. She will not say, yes, I'll marry you.
Okay, so this is it. I mean, do you and I watch football? No, but even
You de facto have to watch football.
You have to watch football.
Because of Bill.
But even this story is, it's so sad. The Miami Dolphins, they can't win any games apparently. The Dolphins are 0-11 this season. It's not a series, it's a season. In last night's match against Pittsburgh, both teams played poorly. They were playing Pittsburgh and the Steelers edged out the Dolphins for a 3-0 win at the last minute.
Which means they were 0-0 for most of the game.
And I guess it was a perfect storm of sorts. It was raining and the field was wet. But apparently this is the lowest scoring NFL game since World War II.
That's a long time.
Finally, this one's a sad note. Kevin DeBrow, former frontman of the band Quiet Riot, has died. Oh, yeah, they had a number one hit song in 1983. Mm-hmm. Let's listen.
Totally makes me want to like tease up my bangs.
I'm telling you.
Throw my neck around, get my leg warmers
on. I'm back in Jersey at the mall. You didn't know you were going to bang your head on NPR this early in the morning or ever. Yeah, he died in his home in Las Vegas, only 52 years old. The county coroner is examining the body to determine the cause of death.
An era has passed.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the ramble.